Now, the Border Patrol commander mentioned, quote, rioters at the scene. You were at the scene. What happened after the shooting?
Yes, an NPR producer and I went there as word was spreading. Lots of people were streaming in to see and to protest. There were dozens of people across several blocks. I did not see rioting. Local police officers used multiple rounds of tear gas to try and disperse the crowd. They say, look, it's a crime scene. Now, Linda Gottlieb was among those there. She was standing a few feet from a line of local police officers in full face masks and riot gear. She's a healthcare worker and is frustrated and upset about this weeks-long federal surge.
They're trying to have the narrative be that the people are the aggressors, but we have seen on video and we've heard people testify to the fact that no, they are being illegally detained and assaulted and sustaining injuries, and this is absolutely counter to everything our country stands for.
I'll add that just yesterday, there were thousands of people filling downtown streets here in a very peaceful rally demanding that, you know, some 3,000 federal immigration agents leave their city.
Now, Jennifer, the Trump administration has been quick to denounce the man who was killed, calling him a, quote, domestic terrorist, blaming the shooting on local and state officials. What are those Minnesota officials saying?
You know, we've heard outrage and frustration from them. Governor Tim Walz says the federal government cannot be trusted to handle the investigation. The State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension says DHS is blocking its investigators from the scene. And remember, DHS said it's not even investigating the agent who shot and killed Renee Good earlier. Here's Governor Walz today.
We continue to hear, and we heard it from the vice president, that these folks can do whatever they want. They can have full immunity. And what I'm telling you is they will not. There will be justice to Minnesotans.